The follow-up report by Professor Stephen Fuller, the director of George Mason University's Center for Regional Analysis, finds federal job losses would be both large and sudden. The analysis released yesterday projects next year's share of the 10-year sequestration cuts would mean the direct loss of 229,000 federal jobs in civilian agencies. Meanwhile, in DOD, the federal civilian job losses would total just 48,000. Fuller says there's a reason for that difference.
The non-DOD agencies' budgets are predominantly payroll. And so as they look for opportunities to reduce spending, they can't put it all on procurement because what they buy are office supplies and training for their employees. Their biggest line item is payroll. And so the payroll effect is enormous.
In all, federal payrolls would be cut by $40 billion. On top of that, Fuller projects the direct civilian job losses outside of government in the first year of sequestration would add up to 191,000 jobs in civilian agencies and another 278,000 in DOD. Then there are what he calls indirect and induced job losses that he predicts will come from economic effects of automatic cuts in government spending. All told, he predicts the losses will add up to more than 2.1 million jobs and a 1.5 percentage point dip in gross domestic product. Fuller claims the pullback in federal spending would wipe out two-thirds of the GDP growth that's forecast for next year, and the cutbacks would happen very suddenly.
If we go by the book, this all happens in three quarters, not in 12 months, but in 9 months, because the sequestration doesn't start with a fiscal year. The fiscal year is already a quarter over by that time. This is very immediate, not something that's going to happen over the course of many years. It's going to happen over the course of months.
Fuller says it's impossible to say at this point which agencies' workforces would take the biggest proportional hits, in part because the Office of Management and Budget has not yet released specific guidance on how the $1.5 trillion in 10-year sequestration cuts would be implemented. His forecast relies on a Congressional Research Service analysis of the Budget Control Act, which created the sequestration process. CRS determined next year's discretionary budget would have to be automatically cut by a whopping 12% compared with this year's spending, followed by 8 years of year-over-year spending growth of less than a percentage point. And Fuller says there are other negative economic effects of sequestration that his study doesn't account for.
This is going to spread over the economy and have other consequences. Another collateral impact would be the cost of lost competitiveness. Innovation stops. People don't take risk. They don't invest in new products. They don't expand. Then there's just the broad disruption of the economy. Federal facilities won't be open. Federal employees won't be there to process approvals. The economy will slow down just because of the friction of less government and probably very uncareful decisions about where the cuts have to come. They have to come really quickly. Closed facilities and lost services in the federal system will have a consequence. We haven't measured those. So what you have in front of you, I think, is a stark accounting of what sequestration will cost right off the top. There are other consequences that will evolve and are already showing up and probably will be reflected in the economy's performance this year.
Fuller's report was released at a press conference hosted by the Aerospace Industries Association, a trade group made up of defense companies and manufacturers. AIA funded the research, and it's been using Fuller's previous work to rail against sequestration, claiming it would result in a million lost jobs in the defense industry. Now, AIA is hoping to make the case that sequestration isn't just about defense. Marion Blakey is the group's president.
And the biggest whack of all is to the federal workforce. 617,449 federal workers, from food inspectors to FBI agents to diplomats. The federal workforce gets hit very hard. All told, it's equal to the population of Houston, and that's the fourth biggest city in the nation. It's an unemployment Armageddon.
Congress set up sequestration in last summer's Budget Control Act, designing it to be so horrific that it would force them to come up with an alternative way to cut the deficit by the January 2013 deadline. The super committee of lawmakers that was set up to find those answers ended in gridlock. New Hampshire Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen voted for the Budget Control Act, but she says sequestration can't be allowed to happen.
Look, we need to solve this problem. I don't know how many ways we can say it. And it's not a Democratic issue, and it's not a Republican issue. It doesn't matter. Whoever gets elected president is going to want to solve this problem. because, as everyone has said, it's having a huge impact on our economy.
Fellow New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte opposed the Budget Control Act. She says she thought it was a bad idea for Congress to kick the can down the road on a major deficit-cutting deal. But with the deadline now so close, she says it may have to do so yet again. In a presidential election year, she says a one-year delay to sequestration is the most likely solution.
We do need to do a large agreement that deals fundamentally with the drivers of our debt as a big deal. But I don't see that happening realistically before the election, just because of what, not only the planning that it would take to do that in the right way when you think about something like tax reform and entitlement reform. And that's where we need to get to. But what I do see possible, and I think would be responsible to do, is to come up with a proposal to give us some room to get to that big deal after the elections, or going into the next year, whenever that is, because it's going to take some time to do that.
But even when it comes to a one-year delay, Ayotte indicated the furthest lawmakers have gotten is to talk about conducting talks. She says she and fellow senators are discussing how to form a bipartisan working group to undo sequestration. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.